What is going on, you guys? Welcome back to the gaming industry and everything in between. This is episode one, or you can call it episode two. You could call it episode two or episode one, it doesn't matter. My name is Colin Morris, I am 17 years old, I am a gamer myself, and I like to talk about the gaming industry and everything in between. I like to incorporate the title. I usually like to call it Gaming Industry Problems or just the Gaming Industry Podcast. It doesn't really matter to me. Today's episode, we're going to be talking about the Google Stadia. It is a new little console thing. I really don't know what it's about. It's going to be arriving this November. We're going to be talking about this whole entire episode. But first, some little tidbits that I found interesting when I was looking up. The GTA Online Casino might be opening its doors finally after so many years of people thinking maybe the casino is probably going to be open because GTA San Andreas, which was released in 2004, 15 years ago, is going to be released. Well, it was released, and boom, it had a casino where you could play. And GTA Online might be having a casino because Red Dead Redemption 2 just added poker, which is kind of gambling, but it's really not. But you can check it out if you want to read it. It's on the internet. It's a new Watch Dogs game. It's announced for E3. That was kind of interesting to me because Watch Dogs kind of holds a special place in my heart. At least the first Watch Dogs, I thought it was good. And I've seen all of the, just the criticism just smashing into the game. It was kind of deserved, but I thought Watch Dogs 1 was pretty interesting. I kind of enjoyed the world. Some other information, PS Plus, that's the free games for the month. We got the Borderlands Handsome Collection, and we got Sonic Mania. Borderlands Handsome Collection has Borderlands 1, 2, and the pre-sequel. I think it has the DLC as well, because that would be stupid if it didn't have the DLC. Sonic Mania is a whole new Sonic game, I think. I really don't know all about it. And so, let me get this. I'm gonna have to say this fast because I'm slowly starting to forget about it. The free Xbox games with gold games are NHL for Xbox One, NHL 2019, Rivals of Aether, You can get NHL 19 for the whole month of June, and you can get the Rivals game from June 16th to July 15th. You can get, for the first 15 days of July, for the Xbox 360, you can get Portal Store Live, which is basically just a port of Portal 1 on the Xbox 360. And you can also get, in the second half of the month, you can also get Earth Defense Force 2017. If that rises your interest, sorry, I'm really stuttering a lot today. I do have a stutter, you can forgive me for that. If those are interesting to you, then you can go ahead and look that up. You can get that right away. Steam is also having a nice sale where you can get Planet Coaster off for 75% off. BioShock is also on sale. The collection is on sale. There was a developer sale going on. 10th anniversary of a studio going on. If that studio is kind of interesting to you, then you can go ahead. Rainbow Six Siege is also off for 50%. There was a free weekend going on. I don't know if it's still going on. I don't know if it's for this weekend or if it was for the last weekend. But if that keeps you upset, go ahead, you can check that out. Shenmue 3 was delayed. Again. It was stated for an August release, but now it is going to be released in November. Shenmue 3 was announced in E3 2015 along with Final Fantasy VII Remake that has no release date itself. But Shenmue 3 was delayed. I really hope that the delay was actually to make the game as perfect as possible because people were waiting for the Shenmue franchise. Is there any other games? Is there any other details that I'm forgetting about? I may be forgetting some. I actually was forgetting something. Call of Duty Black Ops 4 is having its Days of Summer going on right now. Days of Summer. It was a yearly thing. I think it started in Black Ops 3 where it's just like Days of Summer for the summer, you can just like get some free stuff and it's pretty cool. But in Black Ops 4, they really made it scummy. That's personally my opinion. I'm not going to really go into a whole rant on that because Call of Duty just gets shits on as it is. Let's see, we got that. The Call of Duty Days of Summer is going on for Black Ops 4 and I think possibly World War 2 and all these other games. I don't really know. That is going on right now. You got GTA possibly open its doors for the casino, which I already mentioned. I just remembered one other thing that I was reading. I kind of forgot about it now, but we're going to have to ignore that for now. So, let's get into the main topic of the podcast episode. Today, we're going to be talking about the Google Stadia. And I have the website with me right now. I'm going to be checking it out. I have heard nothing of the Google Stadia. So, let's check it. We're going to check it out. But first, something that I just remembered. Death Stranding got a trailer as well with its release date. I don't know if I mentioned it last episode or not. But the release date is available for now. If that keeps your interest. I mean, I'm going to get Death Stranding because it seems nice. And I did also think of something else, but I forgot about. But enough delay. We're going to check out, finally, the Google Stadia. So let's check this out. In the website, it shows you the controller, introducing Stadia Founders Edition. Stadia arrives this November. We're not going to be... It also gives us an option to watch Stadia Connect, but we're not going to be watching any videos. We're just going to... Because my computer's pretty slow, and it'll take a while to see that video. The Stadia Founders Edition is $129 plus free shipping. So that's cool. You can pre-order it. So if you scroll down, we see some video footage of, looks like, Destiny 2. One place for all the ways we play. Just some nice gameplay there. It's just a cinematic, it looks like. So something really interesting. It just goes on and on for a little bit until it loads up all the ways we can play, I think. Yeah, if you scroll down, the footage just replays, but if you scroll down, you can see many tablets, you can see a computer, you can see an iMac, you can see a phone, and yeah. Stadia Founders Edition lets you instantly enjoy games in up to 4K on your TV without a console. You can also play across laptops, desktops, Pixel 3, and Pixel 3A 2 with cross-screen early access starting from day one. That is pretty interesting. This is pretty interesting so far. And this is nice. No waiting for game downloads. Downloading has been a plague in the gaming industry as of late, where you can download games onto the system and update. It started with the PS3 generation. I think the original Xbox had something like that too. You can jump right into stellar gameplay experiences, and it tells us what we can play up to. We can play up to 60 FPS, that's your frame rate, 60 FPS, if you like that term, this is for you. 4K resolution, which is pretty interesting, 4K resolution. HDR support, don't even know about that. 5.1 surround sound, you want to get the best sound, you want to hear all those enemies coming up from behind, you want to turn around and blap them right in their face. Do you want to play? Stadia's resolution ranges from 4K to 720p, 720p being another excellent kind of resolution range. You can get that to match your network speed, so it matches that. Stadia works across various connections from 35 Mbps, I don't really know, megabytes per second, I think, down to a recommended minimum of 10 megabytes per second. You can get it down to 5 as well, but if you can see, at 720p, you get 60 FPS stereo. At 1080p, which is at 20 megabytes per second, HDR video, 60 FPS and 5.1 surround sound, and at 4K, which is at 30 to 35, you can get the same thing. You can test your connection also as well below it. You can play your favorite games without a console. You can purchase the latest hit games and Stadia exclusives and play them across screens you already know. There are actually a lot of details. There are actually a lot of games actually already available, like Destiny 2 the Collection, which is going to be the first thing you see when you look at the Stadia Founders Edition. And there are many other games available. Let's check them out. So let's see, we got Dragon Ball Xenoverse 2, Doom Eternal, which hasn't even been released yet, Wolfenstein Youngblood, which hasn't been released yet, Destiny 2, Power Rangers Battle for the Grid, Baldur's Gate 3, Metroid Exodus, that's pretty interesting, Thumper, Grid, Samurai Showdown, Football Manager 2020, Get Packed, The Elder Scrolls Online, which is pretty interesting, The Crew 2, The Division 2, Assassin's Creed Odyssey, Ghost Recon Breakpoint, the new Ghost Recon game, Trials Rising, NBA 2K, Borderlands 3, coming soon, Farming Simulator 19, Mortal Kombat 11, Rage, which was released to pretty disappointing reviews, Final Fantasy 15, Guilt, Tomb Raider Trilogy, Darksiders, Genesis, and Just Dance. That's pretty interesting lineup so far. You're gonna have to get some better games though. Some games I could definitely replace immediately, like The Elder Scrolls Online, Probably Rage. I'll probably replace some other games too. But it's a nice lineup so far. I would actually replace The Crew too with another good game. Because The Crew, the problem with The Crew was that the game is not that good. You can start playing Stadia with Founders Edition. Stadia begins at Founders Edition. Get access to Stadia at launch. 3 free months of Stadia Pro for yourself. So there is like a online thing. And 3 months of Stadia Pro to give away to a friend with a buddy pass. That is interesting. Founders Edition also includes the exclusive Night Blue Stadia controller, a Google Chromecast Ultra for streaming to your TV, and a Founders Stadia name off of $129. That is not bad. The Founders Edition will ship in November 2019. You can also see a picture of the controller and the little thing that comes with it. That is actually a very interesting. I like the controller. The controller has a nice little variation. It's a variation on the PS4 controller with the joysticks, and we got the touchpad, and you got the X, Y, A, and B, which is similar to the old NES controllers, and it, like the Xbox ones, and there's home screens, it looks like. There's also nice. You can get the exclusive Night Blue Stadia controller. It is Founders only. It's Founders only, apparently. The special version of the Stadia controller and Night Blue is available only with Stadia Founders Edition, so it's an addition of the Stadia controller. You can connect to Stadia. With the Stadia controller, playing your TV and across laptops, desktops, Pixel 3 and Pixel 3 A2. Yeah, what a surprise. With cross-screen early access starting from day one. So that's pretty interesting, you know? Connected Stadia. I think with the controller, you can literally just play right on your TV. And then you can also record with a tab. You can record your favorite moments with the capture button. Instantly saving video clips and screenshots. And they also show you what the capture button looks like. And it's actually pretty cool. It's actually right in the middle, I think. I don't think it's in the middle. It's actually next to the X button, which is the square button on the PS3 and 4. Bring Stadia to your TV with the included Chromecast Ultra. Chromecast is, you know, it's kind of is interesting. Yeah, it's nice. So, you can play on your TV in up to 4K Ultra HD with HDR. Chromecast Ultra is technically what you'll use to plug into your TV. Stunning graphics and up to 60 FPS stunning graphics, which we are used to by now. It works seamlessly with the Stadia controller, so it works with it. Get three months of Stadia Pro and dive into Destiny 2, the collection. Destiny 2, with the collection being all the stuff. I don't really care about Destiny 2. So, Stadia Founders Edition comes with the free 3 month Stadia Pro subscription, which I did mention. It compares the details between Stadia Base and Stadia Pro. Stadia Base coming next year for free, and Stadia Pro being $9.99 a month, which definitely beats PS Plus and Games of Gold to hell. So, and you can unlock. So, with the Stadia Pro subscription, you can unlock access to an ever-expanding library of free games starting with Destiny 2 The Collection, including the Shadowkeep and Forsaken expansions. Shadowkeep, I think it's coming soon, or if it's already out, you can get it now. Expansions with annual passes, Curse of Osiris, and Worldmind. Here's how it works. Let's look at the Stadia Base first, which comes out next year. It's for free. What's up, a gaming revolution? Because the gaming industry means a revolution. Resolution is up to 1080p compared to the 4K for Stadia Pro. Frame rate is 60 FPS both ways. The sound is stereo. Keep in mind that the first mention I'm talking about is for the Stadia Base, and the follow-up mention is going to be the Stadia Pro. For the Stadia Base, the sound is stereo with the Pro 5.1 surround sound, which is kind of interesting. You can also buy games whenever you want in both versions. You cannot get additional free games released regularly on the Stadia Base, but you can get it in the Stadia Pro, starting with Destiny 2 The Collection, if that interests you. And finally, Stadia Pro. Exclusive discounts on select game purchases. Not included with Stadia Base, but on Stadia Pro, yes. And you can also... And if you choose to cancel Stadia Pro, you can play the games you've already purchased on Stadia Base. That is pretty interesting. That is actually a cool, sick detail, which is missing from the PS4 and Xbox little online things. That's very interesting. And like I did mention before, You can give Stadia Pro to a friend. Your Founders Edition comes with a Buddy Pass, a 3-month Stadia Pro subscription you can give away to a friend. I don't know if it gives an extra Stadia thingamajig. But your friend will get access to Destiny 2 The Collection, including the Shadow, yada yada yada. Yeah, it gets that. They'll also unlock the doors to an ever-expanding library of free games and get the full benefits of Stadia Pro. I don't know if it actually... They'll get a whole stadium. You can be recognized with Destiny 2 in the background because that's such a good game. Make a name for yourself. Let your imagination run free, creating your special Stadia name, an online call sign identifying you when you play your fans. That's basically just your username. Show off your Founders Badge. Show the world that you were here first with a dedicated Founders Badge. That's basically like a... That's basically like saying you got the PS4 day one. Purchase Stadia Founders Edition exclusively on the Google Store. That's where you can get it. Play Stadia in November with Founders Edition. Get access to Stadia launch. Enjoy three free months, actually, of Stadia Pro for yourself and give away your Buddy Pass to a friend. Combine Chromecast Ultra with the exclusive Night Blue Stadia controller to play in up to 4K on your TV. And also play games on Stadia across all supported devices and early access. All of this is for $129 right now on the Google Store. That all of that. Let me repeat that if you didn't get that, because I was actually talking very fast. In November, once you get your Stadia Founders Edition, you can get access to Stadia at launch, enjoy 3 free months of Stadia Pro for yourself, and give away your Buddy Pass to invite a friend, which is basically 3 months of Stadia Pro for your friend as well. Stadia Pro, I did mention all the other stuff with Stadia Pro. It's a lot of nice, interesting details for just $9.99 a month. So it's nice to get 3 months where you don't have to spend $30. Combine Chromecast Ultra with a new exclusive Night Blue Stadia controller to play in up to 4K on your TV. The controller does look pretty nice, by the way. It looks like a nice PS4 controller as well. And also, this is the last one. Play games on Stadia across all supported devices in early access. That is a nice summary for the game. It's not available in Hawaii and it's not available in Guam. That's pretty sad. These are just little ending details which do look interesting actually. I will talk about those. You can also follow Stadia. You can follow Google maybe. On Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. That's where you get the things. And if you want to keep updates, that doesn't really matter. Stadia Founders Edition. It's very interesting. Before I get into my opinion on the Stadia, Let me just say this one tiny thing. It's because now that I'm actually reading them, it actually looks very interesting. And it's kind of important. Like I mentioned before, Stadia is not available in Hawaii or in Guam. Which is kind of a bit disappointing. It should be available in Hawaii. Gameplay experience will vary depending on internet connection and device. So whatever your internet connection is, that's how your experience will be. Which is what to expect from a console, as of now. 4K capable HD TV and high speed broadband internet connection required to play in 4K. You're gonna have to have an internet connection or just like an internet service to play. That's common now. Google Chromecast Ultra required to play on TV. So that's the only way you'll be able to play on your television. You need the Google Chromecast Ultra, which I think does come with the Stadia thing, if I'm not wrong. I think it does. Yes, it is included with the Founders Edition, which is $129 free shipping, by the way, which is very interesting detail. 4K, 60 FPS, HDR, and 5.1 surround sound, only available to Stadia Pro subscribers. That's interesting. I didn't... 60 FPS. Non-subscribers may experience up to 1080p and 60 FPS. So, that is not a major difference. I mean, you still get a nice connection. You still get 60 FPS. 1080p is literally the second best thing since 4K. That's interesting. Stadia is compatible with Pixel 3, Pixel 3 XL, Pixel 3a, and Pixel 3a XL devices. So, you can't get this with any other version of your Google phone, if there is any. There is a code needed to access Stadia. A code needed to access Stadia will be sent upon shipment of your Founders Edition. Codes must be redeemed within 1 year of shipment to redeem Founders Badge, Founders Stadia name, and 3-month trial of Stadia Pro. Buddy Pass will be sent within 6 months of delivery of your Founders Edition. Buddy Pass must be redeemed within 3 months. And it's interesting that the Buddy Pass does not come in with it. And it does detail in the next bullet. Buddy Pass will be sent within 6 months of delivery of your Founders Edition. Buddy Pass must be redeemed within 3 months of receipt. Valid Buddy Pass entitles the recipient to access Stadia in a 3-month trial of Stadia Pro. That is interesting. That is actually pretty interesting. I do like that idea of having the Buddy Pass too, because you don't really get that these days. Stadia controller requires a Wi-Fi network and a mobile device running an Android 6.0, Marshmallow, or later, or iOS 11 or later. So that's the only way you'll be able to play a Stadia controller. You're going to have to play with a Wi-Fi connection, which is interesting, and a mobile device with the Stadia. The Stadia controller, which is actually, that's weird. I didn't think the controller would need to be connected to the internet. Availability and performance of certain features, services, and applications are service, device, and network dependent and may not be available in all areas, so depending on where you live, these features may be different. All features, functionality, and other product specifications are subject to change without notice. That's expected. Additional terms, conditions, and no charges may apply. That is interesting. Depending on where you live, too, you know. We got more points coming up over here. Let me see. Let me find why it was last written. Yes. Chromecast Ultra requires a TV with an HDMI port, which is new. Actually, the sentence was not finished. Let me restart that again. Chromecast Ultra requires a TV with an HDMI port, a Wi-Fi network, and a compatible Android or iOS mobile device. So HDMI with a TV is usual now. I mean, it's expected now for an HDMI cable with a Chromecast Ultra. But if you do have an old TV, you will not have the chance to play Chromecast Ultra. Just like with old console games, with old consoles actually, like the SNES, Genesis, NES, 64, all those other games, those didn't come with HDMI cameras because HDMI did not exist. So just be aware of that if you didn't know that. Minimum OS requirements are at g.co/cast/spec. There are also tech specs too, which we'll be talking about after we're done with the overview. Availability and performance of features and services are application, device, and network dependent. May not be available in all areas, like I just said. More information is available at the Chromecast Help Center. That is all if you're interested in the Chromecast Ultra. Here comes a nice paragraph. Stadia Pro 3-month trial offer open to those who purchase a Founders Edition by June 6, 2020, or while supplies last. So the Founders Edition, you are not required to pre-order the Stadia Founders Edition for the Stadia Pro immediately. You can get it right up to June 6th, which is literally a year from today, which is nice. And today is also June 6th, 2019, just in case you were listening to it a later date. So that's one thing that it did not mention. You can also get Stadia Pro for free, 3-month trial, until next year. So you got that. The offer must be redeemed within 1 year of shipment, of course, a valid form of payment required at sign-up, but you will not be charged until the trial period ends. So if you want to keep going with the trial, this is basically have to keep going it for a month. At the end of the trial period, you'll be automatically charged the standard subscription price, currently $9.99 per month. Currently being an interesting word, which means that it might become something different. It might become a higher price, maybe a lower price, hopefully a lower. You can cancel your trial at no charge at any time before the trial is over. If you cancel your subscription, you will lose access to games unlocked in the subscription and any add-on or expansion content you have purchased for those games. Well, that's sad. Add-on content is not refundable. And on that sad note, we're going to be taking a break. I'll be right back. I'm going to look at some tech specs. I'm going to look at more information on the Stadia Founders Edition. I will be right back. Yeah. And welcome back to the episode. I'm sorry for playing that song if you guys didn't like it. It was supposed to be just an interlude. It was something that I was thinking right in the moment. I was thinking that maybe you guys can listen to a song, and then after that, you get to hear the podcast again, because I'm definitely not going to be able to sit here and talk for more than an hour by myself, as usual. So before we get back to the Stadia Founders Edition, I got some more little news for you. Death Stranding is... I did talk about Death Stranding earlier in the episode, but it's actually... But this was said by Hideo Kojima himself. It is going to be part of a new game genre called Strand Games. That may sound weird, but in his tweet, which I'm going to be pulling up right now, in his own tweet that he was talking after the trailer was released, the Death Stranding trailer that I am talking about, it was after it was released, he tweeted out some stuff after everybody was like asking questions. They were like, "What the hell is this?" Because yeah, why won't you question? This is what he tweeted on June 4th, 2019, 8:57 p.m. As I'm getting similar questions, so I shall repost. Death Stranding is not a stealth game. Could move subjectively, but not a first-person shooting game either. By incorporating with the concept of connection, Strand, it's totally brand new genre called action game / strand game, or as he called it, social strand system. That is actually a very interesting detail. I hope we get to figure out more details later as the game progresses, hopefully at E3. And speaking of E3, I'm going to give you a list of confirmed games that are going to be shown at E3, and possibly some of the games that you won't be seeing. Here, I'm just going to be one of the games, I'm just going to be saying all the titles, I'm going to continue on with the Stadia Founders Edition. Gears 5, Halo Infinite, Ghost Recon Breakpoint, Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order, FIFA 20, Madden 20, Triumph 4, The Nightmare Prince, Doom Eternal, Darksiders Genesis, Dying Light 2, Borderlands 3, Call of Duty Modern Warfare, Marvel's Avengers, Cyberpunk 2077, Watch Dogs Legion, Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3, The Black Order, The Legend of Zelda, Link's Awakening, Pokemon Sword and Shield, and finally, Luigi's Mansion 3. That is actually very nice. There's a very nice list of games. The website I'm reading right now, it also gives us a list of games that they expect to see, which I'm not really going to be reading that. And I'm going to be reading, and hopefully they have a list where it says games we want to see at E3, which is basically games that won't be technically be seeing. This is games that they want, and this is games that I'm kind of interested into. Wolfenstein 3, that is very interesting to see, since Wolfenstein 2 literally released in late 2017, but I do not think it's going to be released with Wolfenstein Old Blood. With Wolfenstein Young Blood coming in, actually, and Cyberpilot coming in. We also hope to see Splinter Cell 7, which is actually pretty interesting because people have loved to see a new Splinter Cell, which they should. We got a Mario and Rabbids game coming out, Bayonetta 3, Nier 3. Cool. This is also games that won't be there. Starfield, which is supposed to be Bethesda Game Studios' next game after the atrocious Fallout 76. It's not going to be there. The Elder Scrolls 6 will not be there either. Beyond Good and Evil 2, which is pretty big game. It's probably going to be released next year. There's going to be a beta coming later this year, but it's probably going to have a release at 2020. Skull and Bones, or another Ubisoft game, will not be either. Another... Possibly, Assassin's Creed will not be shown. Death Stranding will probably not be there either because Sony's not attending E3. The Last of Us Part 2 is probably not going to be shown either because that's also that. Ghost of Tsushima, which was actually one of the most nice games that I was looking at last year, was also a Sony game, which I probably might not be in either, but I really want to get that game, and I think it's actually excellent. So, before the stupid interlude, which I'm actually thinking it's pretty stupid, I'm very sorry about that, by the way. Before doing that, we were talking about the Stadia Founders Edition we're reading overall. We were about to get to the final points that I was reading. If you don't remember, you can go back there and check them out. As my computer loads, basically, I was talking about the Stadia Founders Edition. I was reading the Google post that was detailing everything that we expected, everything that we should expect from the Stadia Founders Edition, and stuff I found pretty excited, but I do not think I'm going to be getting this game. I'm not going to be saying I'm not going to be able to get the console. I might, but I might not. I might not get it, and I'll explain that in a little bit later. But as my computer loads, we're going to be waiting for my computer to load because I'm a professional. Because my computer is so professional. And it's a new one, too, by the way. I actually got it last month. It's actually supposed to be a very good computer. And here it is. Being sold itself. I'm going to have to scroll down to the bottom. Because we were at the very, very bottom. And it was saying some extra points that was not... Some of those points were not fully specific in the... In the whole website. It talks about free games that also come with the Stadia Pro. Here we go. We have the long paragraph that I was talking about. You can cancel your trial. Well, let me restart the whole entire paragraph. I will not be talking about my other statements, though. Stadia Pro, 3-month trial, offer open to those who purchase the Founders Edition by June 6, 2020, while supplies last. I have a whole explanation too before. Offer must be redeemed within 1 year of shipment, like said. Valid form of payment required at sign up, but you will not be charged until the trial period expires. At the end of the trial period, you'll be automatically charged the standard subscription price, currently $9.99 a month. You can cancel your trial at no charge at any time before the trial is over. If you cancel your subscription, you will lose access to games unlocked in the subscription and any add-on or expansion content you have purchased for those games. Add-on content is not refundable. If you resubscribe, though, access to games that you had previously claimed will be restored, including any add-on content that you have purchased. Offer requires a Google account, too. Because, it does. I was reading, though. I thought it said above that they did not have to... that's why. Because Stadia Base does not have additional free games, at least regularly. That was probably something I missed, but I was contemplating about that before break. And finally, the last point. Founders Edition purchasers will have the option to choose a Stadia name, identifying themselves in Stadia with no numerical identifier auto-appended. Reserving a Founders Stadia name is first come, first serve on sign-up upon platform launch in November. So it's basically every man for himself. If you want to name yourself Fag, you got the chance. If you got to name yourself Cunt, you got the chance. You can name yourself any... You can name yourself any of those. So now that we have the whole overview, we're going to look at the tech specs right now, which is basically the specs. What's in the box? What's in the effing box? Well, we got the Stadia controller. It's 4.3 inches tall, 6.4. The height is 4.13 inches. The width is 6.4 inches. Or 150 millimeters or an 105 millimeters, 160 millimeters. The Google Chromecast Ultra, 2.29 inches, 0.53 inches. Let's check out the tech specs. You can check out the tech specs for the Stadia controller. Dimensions, once we already talked about dimensions, it's going to be 268 grams the weight. The Wi-Fi, dual band, 2.4 GHz, 5 GHz, IEEE. I don't really know any of these. You got a Bluetooth low energy 4.2 headset jack, 3.5 millimeter headset jack for headsets with or without microphone. So it has a headset plug-in as well. USB port for charging, wired gameplay and accessories such as USB-C headsets, HID compliant. Google Assistant button and microphone. So basically, you can use the Google Assistant. Capture button, of course, and the battery, of course. Every controller needs a battery nowadays. Internal rechargeable Li-ion battery, lithium-ion battery. It comes with Night Blue. We also have specs for the Google Chromecast Ultra, which is basically smaller, and it weighs 1.6 ounces. It's wireless, power supply required and included. It's black. It operates on Android 4.2 and higher, iOS 9.1 and higher, Mac OS X 10.9 and higher, Windows 7 and higher. I'm not going to be talking about the Google Chromecast Ultra. So what's in the box, though? What is in the box? I don't think anybody really knows what's in the box. So basically, in the box, Stadia controller, Night Blue, USB-C to A cable, power adapter, a Google Chromecast Ultra, and a power adapter with integrated cable, which is required. So that's what's in the box. Product contains Bluetooth Classic Radio. No Bluetooth Classic functionality is enabled at this time. Bluetooth Classic functionality may be implemented at a later date. The built-in mic is off until you either press the Google Assistant button or turn it on from within a game or the Stadia platform. You can also control a headset mic if you plug one in. So basically, it's like it's a touch mic. So it's a push to talk basically, which is interesting. To enjoy 4K Ultra HD, you need a 4K compatible HDTV, which DMA port, yada yada yada, blah blah blah. It just talks about 4K and all that stuff. So that's all that is about the Stadia Founders Edition. Now it's my opinion, because that's what I was waiting for. Now it's time to talk about my opinion. Do I think it's interesting? I think it's very interesting. The price is also very interesting. I like that it's not a whole expensive price. It's technically just a controller with the Chromecast Ultra. Technically, that's what's in the box. It's just a controller with the Ultra, which is actually very interesting. You had to plug in the Chromecast Ultra, I think. You might have to plug in the controller, too, to something. Maybe the Chromecast Ultra, which I would not be surprised if you had to, but I do not know everything I do. I'm not going to be looking at an unboxing video for this freaking Stadia Founders Edition, or just the Stadia in general. Keep in mind, this is the Founders Edition, and this is the only edition that is available right now, to my knowledge. $129. Plus free shipping. You can pre-order right now. Let's click pre-order right now. Let's have fun. It includes 3 months of Stadia Pro, Founders Badge, Buddy Pass, Stadia name. You can get it. Oh, you can also buy additional cables. It comes at $69. You can buy clearly white, just black, or wasabi. If you don't want to, you just go to cart. And then, there's tax. We'll have to see the tax. Self-total, $139. Gift message is not available for this order. These items marked the order ineligible. The Founders Edition, light blue. So that's what makes it not available for a gift. Tax and shipping will be calculated, yada, 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 at checkout. So, $129 free shipping, though. Free shipping is also very fun. It's like Amazon Prime, but free. Free shipping. So, now for my true opinion. I do think the Stadia Founders Edition is an interesting topic. I do think it is interesting that it is not for other consoles, but it might be for PC as well. It's interesting that PC across many platforms will be connected. You can also play it on your phone or a tablet too, which is very interesting. You can play it with a TV, so you can basically play. It's like the Nintendo Switch, but you can play it on the TV and on the PC and on your phone. With the controller, of course, and the Chromecast Ultra. Playing on your laptop, on your monitor, your gaming PC. There are very nice options. There are also very nice features where you do not have to wait for game downloads, which many players really love. They love to hear. All your games that are available on consoles, you don't have to play them on consoles. I don't know if they're exclusive games, because I've listed many games. There are listed games that are available for purchase on the Stadia, and it does not show any exclusive games that would be exclusive. But you can get Borderlands 3 and Metro Exodus, so maybe you don't have to play on Steam. Want that? I mean, if you want. Do I like the idea? Yeah, I like the idea. Is it kind of like crossplay? Yes and no. Crossplay is technically just console and console. We never really had that before. Online was just usually based on one console. Since this is technically not a console, it's just a controller, then it's really not cosplay. It's just going in, being able to play with Google. And that's what Google is. It's not even a gaming company. It's just a phone, tablet, laptop, accessories company. It's basically just a internet thing. There's only one tab. What is it here? It shows nice gameplay for the Destiny 2, which I'm not interested in. Not interested in Destiny 2. The recommended minimum and the best is very nice. They have a nice range of resolution, and they also have nice various connection speeds. 10 megabytes per second to 35. 10 being the recommended minimum, 5 being the actual minimum. You can get 720. 1080 or 4K viewing. Get nice surround sound too.
You get a lot of options. But I think I'm going to pass. It just seems to me, it literally just looks like a controller. And it's just like you can play on the go, basically. That's what it is. You can just play on the go. That's all it is now. You can just play on the go. And while we wish to play literally AAA games on the phone, this is just... yeah, that's basically it. That's basically what it is. I do think it's an interesting idea. And if you want to get the Stadia, go for it. That if that's what interests you, and that's what you like, that's what you want to see, it's changed from the gaming industry, go ahead. It is yours to get. $129 plus free shipping. Actually, it's literally not plus anything, it's just free shipping. Tax may apply, extra controllers, $69. If you want, comes in three versions. Clearly white, just black, and wasabi. Wasabi is a nice food, I think. Wasabi is also, used to be a nice channel. Wasabi Productions, used to be. Let's not get nostalgic. Well, with that, I pronounce to you the end of the first episode of the Gaming Industry Podcast. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I really appreciate it. This is just getting started. These episodes will definitely have an increase in quality as the show goes. I am still currently figuring out how to do it, how to do this podcast, and I am figuring out what type of equipment I should use, microphone-wise and just talking-wise. Thank you guys very much. I really appreciate it. If you like the podcast, please consider watching my one other episode as of now and my other episodes you're listening to the future. I really appreciate it. Really, I do. I really appreciate it. Thank you guys for tuning in. I will see you guys in another episode, possibly at the start of E3. Well, you know what? Before we end, I just got the idea of looking at the times of the E3. Let's look at the times. It starts on June 11th, which is a Tuesday, and it ends on Thursday, June 13th. Let's look at the schedule. I literally forgot to look at the schedule. We will look at the schedule before ending the podcast episode. Square Enix is the final attendant to jump in to the E3 Tournament schedule. Let's look at so, we got EA Play going on from the 7th to 9th, which is literally tomorrow. So, the whole weekend going on. So, what's announced during the whole entire... through the EA Play. Countdown to EA Play. Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order. Apex Legends. FIFA. Battlefield. Madden. And The Sims 4. Not in that order. No mention of Anthem. Interesting. On Sunday, June 19th, is the Xbox showing. Live Sunday, June 9th, 1 p.m. Pacific. Devolver Digital comes in. The future's future. Sunday, and 7 o'clock, PT, 2200 ET, that's 10 o'clock, and 3 o'clock, BST, on Monday. Bethesda's coming too, Sunday, looks like 5:30 Pacific Standard, 8:30 Pacific Standard, Eastern Time, 1:30 BST, Monday. The PC Gaming Show will happen Monday, June 10th, which is going to be at 10 o'clock PT, 1 o'clock PT, and I would say 6 o'clock PT. Ubisoft is coming in Monday, the same day, 1 o'clock PT, 3 o'clock ET, and 7 o'clock. That's not 7 o'clock, that's 9 o'clock. That's 9 o'clock, I think. I must have messed up the times, and I'm really sorry. You can look this up if you want. Square Enix will also be showing Monday, 6 PT, 9 ET, and 2 o'clock BST, Tuesday. And then on the final day, Tuesday, it is the Nintendo. It'll be a direct. Tuesday, 9 o'clock PT, 12 o'clock ET, 5 o'clock BST, PM. All the BST times are either in PM and or AM. The AM being I stated the day too, because it also followed with a day. And then if I did not follow with a day on the other ones, then it is happening the same day. I'm very sorry if I messed that up for you. You can definitely go ahead and look that up if you want. If it's on many websites right now. I saw it on GamesRadar.com. You can check that out. It's a nice reliable resource. You can also go on GameSpot if you want. We all knew that PlayStation, Sony will not make an appearance, which is an interesting move on their part. The last year's was kind of interesting too, since they really did not show a lot of games. They had a nice, interesting setup. But enough of that. It looks like I'll tell you what I'm going to be doing. I am going to. But what I feel is best. I'm going to skip the EA. I'm going to skip the EA thing. And as they're saying, they are skipping the press conference, and they're just going to replace it with multiple live streams during the first 2 days of the event. I'm not going to be looking at it. I'm not going to talk about it. So you can just consider EA Play out. I will be talking about what happened on Sunday, June 9th. I will be thinking of talking about it the day after. I'm going to be planning on talking about Sunday the day after, which is going to be Monday, June 10th. I'm going to be talking about that after. Same going for what's happening Monday. The same day, I'm going to be talking about what happens then, the day after, and then we'll be talking about Nintendo the day after as well. That is my lineup. That is what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to be trying to stick to it. So, on Monday, expect to see me talking about the Xbox conference, the Devolver Digital conference, and the Bethesda conference. And then the day after, expect me to talk about the PC gaming show, Ubisoft, and Square Enix, and then Nintendo. And the last day, which will be Wednesday, June 12th. That is all coming next week. Thank you guys for watching. For not watching. Thank you guys for tuning in. Truly, now this is the end. Thank you guys. I really appreciate it for you guys tuning in. If you guys liked it, stick around then. You do whatever you want. You can follow if you want. You can do whatever you want. Or you can just tune in. Do whatever you want. Thank you guys for tuning in. I will see you guys on Monday.